Old Crow Wetland in Smithfield Township in Huntington County is a favorite for birds and other wildlife. Now that patch of green could get a new neighbor, a gas station and truck stop. But WPSU's Ann Danahy reports a group is trying to stop that. They say the 24-hour operation could harm the wetland.
On the side of a stretch of Route 22 in central Pennsylvania is a modest sign for a wildlife observation area. It's in a gravelly parking lot and would be easy to miss as trucks and cars whiz by. But after a short walk across the lot and onto a path, a lush landscape teeming with wildlife emerges.
We're passing a beautiful catalpa tree and some goldenrod coming up, and there's a pollinator garden on the left that has been planted by volunteers and people working here for years, which is really beautiful. And when we get to the pavilion, we'll be able to see out to the water, and usually you get to see and hear lots of different birds here, so it's just a gorgeous place.
Claire Holzner of Huntingdon is giving me a tour of the Old Crow Wildlife Observation Area near the intersection of Routes 22 and 26. It was created in 1997 by PennDOT as a mitigation project. Birdwatchers and naturalists say that project is a success.
It's a little oasis in a very built-up area.
Holzner is a founder of the Coalition to Save Old Crow Wetland. The group says the site, with its marshes and wildlife, could be jeopardized by the gas station and convenience store York-based Rutter's wants to build next to it.
It's the worst possible location for a truck stop, right next to a very delicate, fragile ecosystem. Rutter's does have the choice to find another location. It's up to them.
Along with the potential for runoff into the water, there are concerns about the impact of nighttime light pollution, litter, invasive species, even road salt. Opponents say the proposed Rutter's wouldn't just be a convenience store, but a large truck stop with underground fuel storage. A spokesperson for the York-based chain says the company does not discuss the status of ongoing projects. Smithfield Township's code enforcement officer, Ed Habershon, says supervisors won't vote on the plans until other agencies, including the State Department of Environmental Protection, have approved it. Habershon didn't want to be recorded, but he says the process needs to play out. He says, quote, how fair would it be to Rutter's side if we didn't let them have their due process?
We've heard house wren and song sparrow and willow flycatcher, yellow warbler.
Huntingdon area residents and birders Deb and Greg Grove like to visit the Old Crow wetland to birdwatch. They have a viewing scope set up the day I'm there to talk with them and other Rutter's opponents.
Green heron sitting out here if you want to look at it. Sitting on a rock.
I get to catch a glimpse of it. Birders have counted about 220 species of birds there, including 8 or 9 that are endangered in Pennsylvania, along with seeing other wildlife like turtles and butterflies. The habitat is mixed with ponds and trees, milkweed and cattails. It includes a pollinator garden and bat boxes.
The reason this is so great is because there's a really good intact ecosystem here. And it starts at the lowest level with tiny little microorganisms. And the birds are sort of up towards the top of the food chain, or the food web more properly. And they're here only because the whole thing works so well.
Greg Grove is retired from Penn State. He and Deb have both led the State College Bird Club and been part of the Pennsylvania Society for Ornithology. Grove says a key concern is the possibility of runoff from the gas station, which is uphill from the wetlands.
We just figure the best laid plans or whatever usually go somewhere astray at some point. And it just seems like there could be alternatives to put a Rutter's in, but this is what we have. There's no replacing this, the wetland, the marsh.
Visitors to the site can watch for birds and other wildlife from the pavilion or walk along the paths around the wetlands.
2 kingbirds.
That electric sound. Isn't that wonderful?
Doug Wenzel lives in McElhavey's Fort and is president of the State College Bird Club and program director at the Shavers Creek Environmental Center. He says the wetland is an outdoor classroom, literally.
Usually in the fall, watching monarchs come through. This is a stopover point because of the common milkweed and the flowering plants here. So not only for birds, but for insects, dragonflies, the painted turtles, the frogs. This is, again, an oasis of wildlife. It would be a real shame to lose this for a truck stop.
The State Department of Environmental Protection reviewed Rutter's stormwater plans. The company has until September 12th to respond to a list of deficiencies. A DEP spokesman said the DEP and the Huntington County Conservation District will review any response. And if significant deficiencies remain unresolved, the application will go to what's known as an elevated review status. Coalition members say they want that elevated review and a public hearing. The DEP spokesman says they have not decided on possibly holding a public hearing.
That was Ann Danahy of WPSU reporting. See all of our stories on conservation at AlleghenyFront.org/WildPA.